USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen lined the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bernie Sanders has been asked to step down from the impeachment proceedings. Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here to do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Police in Wisconsin posted a lighthearted warning about a highly addictive substance commonly known as Thin Mints, peanut butter patties, and more. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook post said young girls run the operation and they'll get you with a good cause story. They say the treats will be arriving soon in their area, and if you come into contact with any of these cookies, you can drop them off at the police department. They'll be happy to assist with proper disposal. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. The Supreme Court will consider allowing the Trump administration to enforce rules that allow more employers to deny insurance coverage for contraceptives to women. The justices agreed to yet another case stemming from President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, this time about cost-free birth control. The court will probably hear arguments starting in April. The High Court will review an appeals court ruling that blocked the Trump administration rules because it did not follow procedure. The new policy on contraception, issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, would allow more categories of employers, including publicly traded companies, to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women claiming religious objections. Remember, if you miss a story, you can always catch up, or you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.